Morning, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Joe.
So today we're looking at our monthly fun fact article, but I'm going to start us off with a bonus fun fact.
Excellent.
Okay, so in 1984,
wow,
the Chicago White Sox played the Milwaukee Brewers. But why is this game in the record books?
Okay, I was 2 in 1984, okay. So my memory is a little bit off. Yeah. So I'm going to guess.
What would you guess?
The most errors in a game.
Most
mistakes
errors
by players.
That's like a good guess.
They're dropping the ball.
Most drop catches.
Throwing it to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Is that anywhere near it?
It's not. Although, it could be related. It's the longest game in Major League Baseball history.
Wow.
It took 8 hours and 6 minutes over the course of 2 days.
Ooh.
They stopped and they came back the next day to finish.
8 hours.
25 innings.
I like baseball, but that's a
not
long
that
game.
Much.
Not that
yeah
much. No, that's like a cricket game.
Yeah, it is. It seems short to me, but
okay,
there you go. So maybe all the errors may have caused that long game.
They just kept making mistakes and the game wouldn't end.
So that's our fun fact to get started. We've got two more to discuss in today's 2 days of article. Let's get reading.
Reading.
Fun facts. Oops, you dropped your food on the floor. It should be okay though, as long as you pick it up within seconds. A. 3. B. 5. C. 10. If you chose A, there are no flies on you or on your food. However, many people believe in the 5-second rule. That means as long as the food isn't on the floor for more than 5 seconds, bacteria won't infect it. Is this rule backed up by science? One study showed that some bacteria get onto food as soon as it hits the floor. Our bodies can cope with small numbers of bacteria, so eating the food should be okay. After 3 seconds, though, the number of bacteria increases rapidly. Therefore, it's best to pick the food up at once. Another study showed that bacteria move more quickly on a smooth surface than a rough one. This means food on a carpet should be safer than food on tiles. Of course, if the floor is really dirty, don't even think about eating anything that falls on it.
Okay, our article begins with a problem. It says, oops, you dropped your food on the floor.
No problem.
Wow.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do it on purpose.
It can improve the flavor.
Yeah.
All right. But, okay, so the article says it should be okay, though,
mm-hmm,
as long as you pick it up within, and then our sentence has a blank, meaning how many seconds.
Okay.
So how many seconds have you got to pick up that food and eat it before it's no longer okay?
5 minutes? 10?
Yeah,
a
I
week?
Guess. You must have an extremely strong interior immune system to protect
you. I like to
you
think so. Okay.
Anyway, in that sentence, we saw the phrase as long,
mm-hmm,
as, which means provided that, or if the condition that follows is true. So as long as you pick it up, it'll be okay. Okay, it's saying if you do pick it up, it will okay. It's just showing you the condition. Another example, we can still catch the bus as long as we leave in the next 5 minutes.
We also saw the preposition within, that's W-I-T-H-I-N. One more time, W-I-T-H-I-N. That means inside the range of or no more than something. For example, we could say the students have to finish this test within 2 hours.
Okay, well, how many seconds have you got to pick up the food within? Okay, the answers to choose from are A, 3,
mm-hmm,
B, 5, and C, 10.
And that's seconds, not minutes.
That's definitely seconds, Joe.
Okay, I was way off.
All right, how many seconds have you got to pick up that food? 3 seconds, 5 seconds, or 10 seconds?
Well, I was saying 5 minutes before, so I have to say 10.
It's 10 seconds.
I'm going with C.
Okay.
And
well,
you?
I would normally think five.
Five seconds.
That's what everybody says, right? The five-second rule.
Oh, yeah, the five-second rule. That's right. Okay, I was thinking five-minute rule.
Okay. Meanwhile, our article says, however, or it doesn't say however, but if you chose A, there are no flies on you. Or on your food.
No flies on you.
No flies on you.
I don't see any flies on you.
No, that's because it is an interesting and unusual phrase. No flies on you. No flies on someone. It's today's shortcut for you, so let's find out more by watching our video.
Shortcut for you.
Hey.
What's up?
Do you want to see a magic trick?
Okay.
Look, look, look. Ooh, okay. I got my thumb. Got my thumb. Whoa! Ah!
So what, it disappeared now?
Yeah. Watch my thumb disappear. Ta-da!
I think you just hit, like, half of your thumb.
Well, huh. I guess there are no flies on you.
Flies?
Yeah.
Where?
If you have no flies on you, it means you can't be tricked.
I see. No flies on somebody means 某人很精明，不会轻易上当。
That's right. I tried my best magic trick, but there are no flies on you.
Oh no, look! A big fly!
Ha! I'm not falling for that.
Seriously, there are flies on you.
Yeah, right. Ah! Ah! Flies!
That was our shortcut for you, all about there being no flies on you. There's no flies on me, no flies on Pat that
not
I can
all.
See. No flies on you, it just means that someone cannot be easily deceived, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you say there's no flies on you, it means, well, I can't trick you.
Yeah,
I
you're kind of smart.
You. You're a smart person.
Mistakes.
Exactly.
So the answer is 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Yeah, this 5 second rule that everybody's heard of, it's not right.
My whole life is a lie.
What's going on? Like our article does say, however, many people believe in the 5 second rule. I heard that at school. People still talk about it. Drop it on the floor, 5 second rule, it's still good.
Yeah, I've heard that my whole life.
Yep. Well,
now I don't know what to believe.
Don't drop the food.
Don't drop the food.
That is your lesson. That's what you definitely have to believe. So what it means is, as long as, there's that phrase again, as long as the food isn't on the floor for more than 5 seconds, bacteria won't infect it.
Okay, so it takes the bacteria a little while, I guess, to
that's
do it.
The idea,
That's the idea.
They don't immediately, like, hit the floor, all they just leap on
just
it.
Just jump on top
it's
of it.
It's going to take a few seconds just for it to become really bad. Now, what do we mean when we say bacteria?
Bacteria, we'll spell it first, B-A-C-T-E-R-I-A, B-A-C-T-E-R-I-A. It's a plural noun. The singular is bacterium.
Yes.
Usually we hear it in the plural form, bacteria.
There's always more than one.
You never just see one unless you're a scientist and looking under a microscope. But they are tiny single-celled organisms, so just made up of one cell.
Mm-hmm.
And we often associate them with causing diseases. Like you think if there's a lot of bacteria, you're going to get a cold or the
food
flu.
Food poisoning. No, those are viruses.
Oh, viruses.
They're
sorry.
Viruses.
Yeah, food poisoning. That's caused by bacteria.
Yes.
But many are actually harmless. They don't
do
anything.
Completely harmless.
And we need bacteria, actually, to stay alive.
Yeah. Did you know that there are 10 times as many bacteria on our skins or inside our bodies as we have normal cells?
Maybe on your body. Bacteria all over the place.
Yeah, bacteria can be good bacteria. You need good bacteria to do things like turn cheese into, like, or make cheese.
Without bacteria, there would be no cheese. So thank you, bacteria.
Stuff like that. Okay, so some bacteria are good, some are bad. Here we're talking about the bad kind that would infect your food. Now here the word infect is a verb, and it means to make something that is safe full of harmful organisms like bacteria or a virus. For example, bacteria from the sewers has infected the water supply.
Ouch, okay. And that's when lots of people do get sick of bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article goes on to say, is this rule backed up by science?
Yeah, the five-second rule. Is it backed up by science?
Yeah, does science support it? That's what back up or to back something up means. It means to give that thing support in some way. It can be physical, mental, or emotional support, or in this case, by providing evidence or proof.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we could say the claims made about this medicine have been backed up by drug trials.
So this pill will cure your headache in 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
How do we know? Because we've tried it and we've proved it.
It backs it up.
Okay, so one study on this whole five-second rule dropping the food thing, one study showed that some bacteria get onto food as soon as it hits the floor.
Okay, so it hits the floor, the bacteria is just all over.
They are on it, okay? So here we've used as long as. Here the phrase is as soon as, and it means immediately, at once, the exact moment that. For example, call me as soon as you get this message. Don't wait, call me straight away.
All right, well, let's move on to the next fun fact today.
Well, now we're still going on. We're still explaining this idea of the food on the floor.
It says our bodies can cope with small numbers of bacteria, so mm-hmm. eating the food should be okay. So our bodies can handle it. They can cope with it. This means to deal successfully with something or not be badly affected by it. For example, Nina sometimes finds it difficult to cope with the pressure at her job.
Yeah, now earlier I said if Joe can wait 5 minutes with the food on the floor, he had a strong immune system. Our immune system is what protects us from diseases, from viruses, from bacteria, from all these things. And it's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
So you can deal with a certain amount of bacteria and it's safe, no problem. Your body can fight them off. After 3 seconds, though, as our article says, the number of bacteria increases rapidly. Rapidly meaning very fast, and the verb increase, 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 means to grow in size, number, or in some other quality. For example, the driver would increase his speed when he hits the highway. He'd go faster.
All right. Now, it goes on to say, therefore, it's best to pick up the food at once, okay?
Yes.
Again, at once just means right away.
Oop, dropped it.
Food hits the floor, you don't stand there and admire it. You don't look at it and say, wow, that was awesome. Look, it spilled all over the place.
It's like modern art.
Pick it up right away and maybe it's not the best idea to eat it.
I guess, if it's soup, you can probably leave it down there.
Yeah, don't lap it up off the
floor. If it's a potato chip, maybe that's okay.
A jelly bean, perhaps?
Yeah, okay. So another study showed that bacteria move more quickly on a smooth surface mm-hmm. than a rough one.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so here we're using smooth and rough as opposite adjectives to talk about texture. Smooth, okay, S-M-O-O-T-H, smooth, means it has an even surface without any lumps or any holes or anything like that. For example, if you put on some hand cream, your skin will feel very smooth.
That's interesting how the bacteria, I guess if it's rough, it's like they're running or something.
Yeah, it's just hard. The
harder it
is, yeah, it's just not going to happen so well. They'll get stuck in things. Whereas a nice smooth surface, they'll kind of flow across it.
That makes a lot of sense, actually. The article goes on to say, this means food on a carpet should be safer than food on tiles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you think of carpet, it's got lots of fibers, difficult to move through. But food on tiles are very flat.
Very smooth.
And smooth. So the bacteria can just zip or move very quickly across that. We mentioned the word carpet, C-A-R-P-E-T, C-A-R-P-E-T. That's a floor covering made from thick, soft material, and it's usually fixed down. It's not like a rug. A rug is something you can just throw down on the floor and you can pick it up, move it around to wherever you want, but carpet, it just sits there, it's fixed or stapled to the floor.
Yeah, they kind of nail the corners down.
Nail it down, and you don't move it unless you want to actually change the whole floor.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we could say, take off your shoes before you walk on my nice, clean carpet.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Something I heard from my mother on a daily basis.
Yes, probably true. Meanwhile, tiles, are thin pieces of stone or kind of like ceramic, like kind of plate-like material. Anything that's a hard material set down and used to cover a floor. Most apartments in Taiwan will have tiles on the floor. It's mostly too hot for a carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a tile floor. But unfortunately, the tiles in my apartment, they get really cold on winter mornings. It's like you step out of bed and you're like, oh! So you have to go straight into those sandals.
Yes, and get them covered, get your feet covered up and nice and warm. The article then goes on to say, of course, if the floor is really dirty, don't even think about eating anything that falls on it. Yes, this is very good advice.
Mm-hmm.
If you're somebody like me who perhaps doesn't clean the floor that often or ever, do not pick up the food and eat it. Perhaps make another sandwich or get something else to eat. Go buy a snack. It's not worth getting sick over.
Yeah, so there you have it. Up to three seconds, you're probably going to be okay, unless your floor is already very dirty. If you've got a carpet, you might be able to wait an extra couple of seconds, which is probably where the five-second rule comes from. Maybe
that's where it came from.
We come from countries where carpets are everywhere, so maybe it's more like 5 seconds. But tile floor, something smooth, you want to get it real quick, and maybe just don't eat it at all. All right, that's the end of the first day's article in this month's fun fact. So let's go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Well, it's the million-dollar question. Will you pick up and eat food that just fell on the floor? Why or why not? I can guess your answer here, Joe.
Yes, I do. I do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to drop food a lot, but sometimes I'm a little bit clumsy, or I'm watching a game on TV and snacking. You know, you're eating potato chips and some falls on the floor, it rolls off the belly and onto the ground, and I don't even really think about it. I'm just kind of like, oh, yeah, whatever, pick it up, eat it. I've never really had a bad case of food poisoning to scare me away from this behavior.
Not from something that fell on the floor, no, I don't think so.
So I have yet to learn my lesson, we can
right.
say. But what about you? So if something falls on the floor, are you going to throw it in the garbage, or is it going right back into the mouth?
I guess it depends on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think a potato chip, that's kind of okay.
Okay.
You know, maybe a little, like a decently sized piece of cookie, something
mm-hmm.
like that. If it's something that's a little more moist, I suppose.
Okay, so like a piece of meat with like lots of barbecue
sauce
on it.
Yeah, a piece of pasta, you know, like drop something off the chopsticks and it's mm-hmm. got sauce on it. No, I think that would be being wiped up and thrown away.
So if you had like some noodles between your chopsticks and you dropped the mess of noodles on the floor, you would not be eating
them. I would not be eating those noodles, I'm afraid.
Okay, the rule has to do with the moistness.
For me, it
does. Of the food.
Yeah, I would say so. Most of the time, to be honest, I probably wouldn't. What about what if you had a piece of bread?
Piece of bread.
And you put something, or toast, and you mm-hmm. put some like jam or peanut butter or something on one side, and that goes down. If it lands with the peanut butter up,
Eat it. I would eat it.
And face down.
No way.
Okay.
Absolutely.
There we go.
I will do that.
You know that's picking up a whole lot of dust and bacteria. Well, that is our first fun fact, but join us tomorrow for fun fact 2. See you then. Bye for now.
Fun facts. Oops. You dropped your food on the floor. It should be okay, though, as long as you pick it up within seconds. A. 3. B. 5. C. 10. If you chose A, there are no flies on you or on your food. However, many people believe in the 5-second rule. That means as long as the food isn't on the floor for more than 5 seconds, bacteria won't infect it. Is this rule backed up by science? One study showed that some bacteria get onto food as soon as it hits the floor. Our bodies can cope with small numbers of bacteria, so eating the food should be okay. After 3 seconds, though, the number of bacteria increases rapidly. Therefore, it's best to pick the food up at once. Another study showed that bacteria move more quickly on a smooth surface than a rough one. This means food on a carpet should be safer than food on tiles. Of course, if the floor is really dirty, don't even think about eating anything that falls on it.
Vocabulary review. Within. Tickets for the concert sold out within minutes of becoming available. Bacteria. Please remember to wash your hands often to get rid of any dangerous bacteria. Increase. The company decided to increase the cost of its products, which made many customers unhappy. Smooth. The stone had become quite smooth after sitting at the bottom of a river for hundreds of years. Carpet. Barry prefers floors covered in carpet because it's more comfortable.